X, but while women make up nearly 70% of the global healthcare workforce, they remain underrepresented in leadership, medical research and decision-making roles. That's according to Dr. Maratwe Masima, the medical doctor and ProfMed ambassador. This Human Rights Month, Masima shares the challenges female doctors face and what needs to be done to create equality in the medical fraternity.
So in medicine, there are quite a lot of barriers, and I think that it starts all the way from medical school. In medical school, it is quite difficult to actually just get through the 6 years without having any problems. A lot of women actually experience some sort of harassment through university up to the working level, and I think that that is one thing that isn't really spoken about a lot. You can be harassed from male patients as well as your superior medical doctors that are supervising you, and it can really be something that affects you mentally.
Something like this can be quite alarming, but I wonder, doctor, what policies or support systems need to be prioritized to promote equal opportunities for women in medicine and also to protect them, as you've mentioned, these harassment issues that do take place?
So at the moment, the policies that do exist are really on more of a gender and racial level. So, for example, when people apply for medical school, they have to fulfill a certain ratio of demographics. Those are some of the policies that do exist. However, there aren't necessarily channels for us to really report certain things. So, for example, in the harassment situation, a lot of the times you really do need to either speak to another doctor, and then from then on, the complaint potentially then gets forward. But a lot of the times, you really aren't aware of any channels that you can report certain things to. And I think that another really big problem that we have at the moment is that we don't have enough female leaders in our space. So a lot of the times, the top specialists, as well as the people that actually make the policies for patients, aren't even women, even though we make up 70% of the backbone of the healthcare system in South Africa. We aren't specializing, and we aren't getting the opportunity to, because there just simply aren't enough posts.
And how can medical aid schemes better support women in medicine, both as healthcare providers and patients? Because as we understand it, by providing comprehensive cover and specialized programs for women's healthcare needs and having the right medical aid plan ensures access to the resources and support necessary for optimal well-being.
Medical aid in South Africa is, as we know, a big privilege because the majority of our population cannot afford it. In fact, the statistics show that 84% of the population in South Africa isn't able to get medical aid. And so it only is available for the 16% who have the funds for it. And I think that this really highlights the big disparity between the haves and the have-nots. And so for the people that are actually able to get medical aid, they really do need to be a lot more aware of the comprehensive covers that they do have and the different levels of cover that the medical aids also do provide. Because yes, you might not necessarily need a comprehensive plan, but then you can also ask for things like a hospital plan that is a much more affordable way to get healthcare. And I think that it's so important that we do touch on this topic because a lot of women, especially in their 20s and 30s, don't actually know that they need to be doing certain procedures or screenings that can actually save their lives a lot more later. A very big one is getting a pap smear done from the age of 25 and also getting breast examinations regularly, which can really save your life down the line. And I think that medical aids are assisting patients that are on the medical aids as well as medical practitioners by enabling them to get these services done as soon as possible.
And that was medical doctor Dr. Maratwe Masima talking there to Newsbreak's Chanel Daniel. I would be bringing you the commodity update next, but first let's head to the WhatsApp line of